Hi, Ann.
Hey.
David.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Not real great.
We're the only ones here.
Oh, let's talk about them behind their backs then.
All right, I hate them all.
The filthy scum! Oh,
Oh,
wait a minute, this is being recorded.
darn.
Yeah, we weren't talking about you, we were talking about some other jet propulsion lab. Yeah, that's right. The one that's in Delaware. Yeah. Hey, Lyle.
Hello.
We were just bad-mouthing JPL. Want to join?
Anytime.
The only problem is that it's probably being recorded, which means Elizabeth has to listen to it at some point. Hey, Mitch.
Good morning or good afternoon.
Good midpoint of the day.
Oh, aren't you out here where it's good afternoon, Ann?
Sorry, folks. In hearing now, we got Steve, Paul Ramirez, Ron Joyner, and myself here. Who else is online?
Lyle.
Hi, Lyle. You the first one in?
No, David Tirico is from PSI is here, and Ann Rao from Maryland. I'm here from Frederick.
Me.
And Mitch is on.
Oh, hi, Mitch. Okay. Who else is with you?
Keith, I'm with her too.
That's it.
Elizabeth, this is Ann. I'm going to have to bug out on you guys at 12:45.
Okay.
I just found out that the pain in my back is a ruptured disc, so I have to go get follow-up.
Not good. Okay.
Not good, but the old hand at this by now.
Oh, boy. Joined by somebody from PPI. The other nodes I can't speak to. Actually, Dick Simpson said he could not come, so I should not ask for him.
I should dig out my copies of the SDR, shouldn't I? Oh, would you guys like a tour of my house while I'm walking you through on the speakerphone?
Sure.
Here's the kitchen. Very nice. As you can see, it's brand new. This is the family room. You might enjoy the echo. It's empty. Here's my backyard. It's ugly, but it's covered by a cinder block fence, so nobody... This, of course, is the spiral staircase.
How old's your house, Ann?
Well, the main part of it is, it says on the deed, 1860.
Wow.
It may actually be that old, but with wooden houses, it's really hard to tell.
Yeah.
They tend to burn down somewhere along the line. It's a red oak log house with handmade nails in the beams in the basement. So.
Oh, I bet it's pretty beautiful. Fireplaces?
Oh, what can you do?
You have fireplaces?
No, the fireplaces were removed some years ago to put in an oil furnace. Also removed. I have central heat and air conditioning, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, I know a lot of houses out there don't have it.
Yeah, not a lot you can do with plaster walls.
Yeah. All right, why don't we go ahead and get started on the first one? I guess After the development team here has taken a look at the second SDR, it turns out that they can actually get around the problem that we were trying to solve with that SDR. So I think we're probably going to withdraw 1071 and not worry about that. That's the one with the format effectors and trying to restrict their usage within attribute assignment statements.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't we go ahead and focus on the first SDR. This is the one that I sent an email out a couple of weeks ago about technically ODL does not permit lines within PDS labels to cross record boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we go around and see if anybody's got any comments on the SDR, or do you guys want me to sort of summarize this quickly, or did everyone have a chance to read it?
I read it. I only have one question.
Sure, go ahead.
What does it matter to attached labels?
It only matters to attached labels. Detached labels, it shouldn't matter at all.
All right, cool.
I'm sorry, was that what your question was?
That's all it was, yep.
Okay, yep.
With that info, I'm going to go ahead and hang up. I don't use attached labels.
Okay, do you have any objection to making a change then?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Bye, guys.
You're serious? Okay. All right. Anyone else got any comments or questions?
All right. I have one little niggly thing.
Sure. Is this Susie?
Yeah, go ahead.
End,
at the very end, last paragraph says the label itself must end on a record boundary, et cetera, et cetera. The real rule is the data must start on a record boundary, right?
It must start on the first character of a record, and the label must end on the last character of a record.
Well, I'm just suggesting that you change the wording to make it clear why we have to do this.
Ron actually had, just before the telecon, sent me a suggestion for rewording. Why don't I run his wording by you and see what you think.
Okay.
The label must terminate on a record boundary, i.e., the number of characters in an ODL encoded label must equal n times the value of record byte, where n is equal to the value of label record.
Here's my logical question. How is the end of the label defined?
By the beginning of the data. The end of the text is the end statement, and that's followed either by character turn line feed followed by spaces, or I believe you can do it the other way around and do spaces followed by character turn line feed. Both of those are valid.
Whatever. My point is, if the end of the label is the end statement, then you've got a problem, because you can't have the end statement end on the last byte of a record easily. If the end of the label is the beginning of data, then it's easy.
Yes. Okay, the latter is the case. The end statement is the end of the textual part of the label, but the padding follows the end statement.
And if it's the beginning of the data that is actually defining the end of the label section, then that's how you ought to talk about it everywhere you're talking about boundaries. So instead of saying the label ends on a record boundary, you should say the data must start on a record boundary. Because logically speaking, the end of the label is the end statement. And it's not the way most people think about things when they're looking
at SFDU after the end statement. And there are, I look at it at the end, the very last character turn line feed that follows the end statement. So you could have and blank, 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 SFDU, blank, 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 character turn line feed.
I missed the beginning of your statement because somebody was calling in.
Go ahead.
Elizabeth. Because I like what she said.
Anyway, the point is, in a place where you're talking about the syntax of the language, in most of the things that people are looking up, keyword is equal value, here's what an object structure looks like, here's how you begin it, here's how you end it, to suddenly expect them to be thinking, oh, the end of the label, now we don't mean the end statement as the end of the label, now we mean the physical end of the stream of bytes that constitute the label segment of the file.
Okay, I think that's a valid point. So if we reworded it something along the lines of the first byte of data must be on a record boundary, and the label, and then some statement to the effect that the label must be padded out to be an integer number of records, and then reference section 512 or whatever it is where it explains that in detail.
Right. Typically what you say is the data segment must begin on a byte boundary. If the label segment does not end on a byte boundary, it should be padded at the end with blanks.
Okay. Data segment must begin
on a record boundary.
And then if label segment does not,
if the label doesn't end on a record boundary, it should be padded after the last statement in the label with whatever you want your padding character to be.
Now you've kind of invalidated label record.
No, you didn't, because you're talking about record boundaries the entire way.
Yeah, in an attached label, the record size is set by the data, not the
Well, as long as the only record that you're talking about in that entire section is the record that's defined for the data has to begin on the record boundary, the label has to fill out the preceding record, then obviously it has to be an integer number of records because you're only talking about one type of record.
Okay, Susie, would wording to that effect satisfy your quibble?
Yeah, what you said before was fine.
Okay. All right. Ron, have we addressed your concerns or am I missing something? Okay. I think what I'm going to do, given that we don't have anywhere near all of the nodes here today, is I will go ahead and fix up the wording on this and then get that sent around for an email vote. Hopefully it shouldn't be too controversial in SDR. Patty, you missed. I assume that was Patty that called in?
Yeah, it was Elizabeth.
Okay, yeah. It turns out that on reexamining SCR 1071, we are able to deal with the current format effectors, and so we're going to withdraw that SCR rather than trying to tighten up the restrictions on their use.
Okay.
Okay. So, gosh, I guess basically, unless anybody else has got any more comments on 1070.
Elizabeth, did you send out an email on the vote for MD5 results?
I did not. I can tell you right now what the results were. The SCR did pass the tech level by a 6-3 vote. The concerns I have is that the vote, with the exception of the small bodies node, is exactly identical with the vote of the MC in rejecting the SCR. And small bodies, it's not clear to me that Ann and Mike agree on this. So it's basically looking to me like we have not shifted a single vote from the last MC rejection of this. So I think what we're going to do is rather than doing the normal email vote with the MC, we're going to be talking to Rita and seeing if she wants to have some of the issues presented to the MC in person or something like that, and just find out how she wants to handle it at this point. But basically, Dan will be talking to Rita about how to proceed on this issue.
Okay. The only heads up I'd give you is that if we're going to present it to the MC, they need to see the managers need to see it early.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. That's fine.
Elizabeth, this is Patty. Remind me, does the MC vote have to be unanimous for it to pass?
No, it has to be, I can't remember, because radio science is dictated vote. It's got to be 6 out of 9, and at least 4 of the 6 science nodes have to approve. And that's the problem we have, is we were getting only 3 of the science nodes approved. And that's where we really have not been able to make any progress or headway getting anyone to shift on that.
Got it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Any other comments, issues, concerns, or anything? And gosh, it looks like we could wrap this up really early today. Okay. Well, that was short and sweet. I'll go ahead and send this out, and you guys can get it back to me within, I don't know, a week or whatever. And I guess we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Cool.
Okay, take care.
Okay, thanks.
Excellent.
Bye.